listening, reflecting, and meditating. Carrying on to the path, knowledge of the true nature of appearances and of mind. May the Trikaya be realized. Once that the human form has been attained, may there be no time or opportunity in which to idle it away. O now, when the bardo of dreams upon me is dawning, abandoning the inordinate corpse-like sleeping of the sleep of stupidity, may the consciousness undistractedly be kept in its natural state, comprehending the true nature of dreams. May I train myself in the clear light of miraculous transformation, acting not like the brutes in slothfulness. May the blending of the practicing of the sleep state and the actual waking experience be highly valued by me. O now, when the bardo of meditation upon me is dawning, abandoning the whole mass of distractions and illusions, may the mind be kept at rest in endless, undistracted samadhi. May firmness, both in the visualizing and in the perfecting stages, be obtained. At this time, when meditating one-pointedly, with all other actions put aside, may I not fall under the power of misleading, stupefying passions. O now, when the bardo of the moment of death upon me is dawning, abandoning attraction and craving and weakness for all worldly things, may I be undistracted in the space of the bright, enlightening teachings. May I be able to transfuse myself into the heavenly space of the unborn. The hour has come to part with this body composed of flesh and blood. May I know the body to be impermanent and illusory. Oh, now, when the bardo of reality upon me is dawning, abandoning all awe, fear, and terror of all phenomena, may I recognize whatever appears as being my own thought forms. May I know them to be apparitions in the intermediate state. It has been said, there arrives a time when the chief turning point is reached. Fear not the bands of the peaceful and wrathful who are your own thought forms. O now, when the bardo of taking rebirth upon me is dawning, one pointedly holding fast to a single wish, may I be able to continue the course of good deeds through repeated effort. May the womb door be closed and revulsion recollected. The hour has come when energy and pure love are needed. May I cast off jealousy and meditate upon the Guru, the Father, Mother. O procrastinating one, who thinks not of the coming of death, devoting yourself to the useless doings of this life, improvident are you in dissipating your great opportunity. Mistaken indeed will your purpose be now if you return empty-handed from this life. Since the holy Dharma is known to be your true need, will you not devote yourself to the holy Dharma even now? Thus say the great adepts in devotion. If the teaching of your guru is not borne in mind, will you not be acting even as a traitor to yourself? It is of great importance that these root words be known.
Obstructing defilements and clear away all your taints. Listen to the perfect wisdom of the gentle Buddhas, taught for the weal of the world, for heroic spirits intended.
Janati
as much as you can of love, of respect, and of faith. Remove the obstructing defilements and clear away all your taints. Listen to the perfect wisdom of the gentle Buddhas, taught for the weal of the world, for heroic spirits intended.
So that's the end of Saturday, and this last boo is some bits and pieces, some mantras, some chanting in the puja. And the first bit's a wee song that Vandana Jyoti and Vishvantara wrote to commemorate being here at Adhisthana. Okay, see you tomorrow.